So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the case of Haitzi Alav Shtei Kesubas, one who gave his wife two Kesubas, which were written on different days. The Gemara mentions Rav Nachman that says in the case of Shnei Shtaras Hayitzim Bezeach Arzeah, Bitol Sheini Esarishin. A Meicher, landowner, who sold his field to a Lekeach, buyer, and provided him with two Shtaras, deeds. The first Shtar was dated for Nisan, and the second Shtar was dated for Sivan. The second shtar nullifies the first shtar, and the lekeach can only be tarif the lekuches who purchased the meicher's properties after Sivan. Although the second shtar causes a hefset, potential loss, for the lekeach in that he cannot be tarif lekuches from Nisan, however, Rafram explains that we only use the second shtar because by allowing the meicher to write another shtar, oiduyei oidilei, the lekeach admits that the first shtar was a forgery, therefore bitl sheini esarishin. Rav Acha explains that we only use the second shtar because by allowing the meicher to write another shtar, Eimer achuli achli l'shibudei, the lekech consented to absolve the shibud karkois from Nisan until Sivan. The Gemara explains that there are three relevant differences between these reasons. Urui sahadi, regarding invalidating the edim, the witnesses of the first shtar. According to the reason of Oidoi Oidei, the edim become possible. According to the reason of Achule Achle, the Eidim do not become possible. The Shlumi Peiri, regarding reimbursing the profits of the period of Nisan through Sivan. According to the reason of Adui Oide, the Lekech must reimburse the Meicher for the profits because he did not own the field during this period. According to the reason of Achule Achle, the Lekech does not reimburse the Meicher for the profits because he did own the field during this period. Letaska, regarding paying the taxes. According to the reason of Adui Oide, the Meicher pays the taxes because he owned the field during this period. According to the reason of Achule Achle, the Lekech pays the taxes because he owned the field during this period. The Gemara adds, Umayde Rav Nachman, di'i oisev be'diklo l'teisefes kasve. Rav Nachman agrees that if the second shtar includes additional land, then loy bitel esarishin, because the second shtar was merely written to record the Tosefes. The Gemara mentions several other cases of which the second shtar enhances the first shtar, in which we also say the Tosefes Kasve. Zok the Mishnah, Hagiyerish Nisgaira Bita Ima Vezinza Harezu Bechanek. A woman who converted with her daughter who was younger than 3 years old, in which she is Becheskes Besula. If she was mezana, cohabited while she was in Arusa, she is punished with chenek choking. And ein lo loy pesach besav, she is not executed at the entrance to her father's home. Loy meyasela, and she is not compensated with 100 silver coins if he was mitzi shemra, falsely accused her of znus. Haysa hayrasa shaloy bikdusha v'loy dasa bikdusha harizu beskila. If she was conceived before her mother's geiris but was born following the Geiris, and she was Mezana while she was Narusa, she is punished with skila stoning. However, ve'en lo loy pesach besa'av v'loy meyasela. Hoysa harasa v'loy dasa b'kedusha harehi kebas Yisrael l'chol debura. If she was both conceived and born following her mother's Geiris, she is considered a bas Yisrael regarding all matters. Harezu b'skila, yesh lo pesach besa'av, v'yesh lo meyasela. The Gemara explains that these halachas are derived from the pasuk, "Vayitziu es hanar al pesach beisavia, uskolua anshe ira bavanu v'meisa, ki asas hanevala b'Yisrael liznes beisavia." The nar hamarasa who was mezana is brought to the entrance of her father's home, and the townspeople pelt her with stones until she dies, because she committed a shameful act of znus while she lived in her father's home. The pasuk teaches that a nara hamaras is punished with skila, which is done al pesach beis avia. The word be Yisrael refers to a bas Yisrael and excludes a geyeris, and that she is not considered a nara hamarasa for the purpose of skila al pesach beis avia, but is rather punished as a nesua for chenek bebezdin. The word umesa is an inclusion which teaches that a partial geyeris, one that was hayrasa shalei b'kedusha, Veleidasa b'kedusha is considered a nara hamayrasa for skila. However, lemisin nisrabsa v'leiliknas, but she is not considered a nara hamayrasa regarding other matters such as pesach b'savia and the knas of meitzi shemra, a false accusation. The Mishnah continues, if a nara hamayrasa, a bas Yisrael, who was mezana, Yesh la av ve'ein lo pesach beiso av. Her father was alive, but he did not possess a home. Or yesh la pesach beiso av ve'ein lo av. He possessed the home, but was not alive. Although she cannot be punished al pesach beiso avia, because this is only applicable when her father is alive and possesses a home. However, harezu beskila. She is still punished with skila because le'nema pesach beiso av ela le'mitzvah. The requirement for skila at the entrance to her father's home is only l'ketchila. The Gemara continues with a machlokes. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, Hamaitzi Shemer al HaYisayim HaPater, a husband who falsely accused his wife of znos while she was an orphan from her father is exempt from kanas, because the pasuk states, V'anshu Oisim Me'a Kesef, V'nosnu La'via Nara, Ki Haitzi Shemer al Besulas Yisrael. He is punished with a penalty of 100 silver coins which he pays to the girl's father for spreading a libel about a Bas Yisrael Besula. Prat Lezu She'en La'av. This excludes a Nari Yisema who has no father. Rava Amar Chayev. He is still required to pay Knas because the Pasuk concludes, Ki Haitzi Shemer al Besulas Yisrael. The word Yisrael excludes and teaches V'loy Besulas Geirim, that he does not compensate a Geiris. If not for this Pasuk, a Geiris would be eligible for Knas, even though a Geiris is considered a Yisema, since her Gentile father is not considered her father. This proves that Laviha Naira does not exclude a Naira Yusayma. The Gemara cites another machlekes. Amar Ish Lakish, Hamaitzi Shemer ala Ketana Potter, Shenema Benosun Laviha Naira, Naira Moli Dibra Hakasa. The word Naira here is written in full with the hay, as opposed to all other places where it's written Nun Ayin Reish without the hay. This teaches that the halacha of Maitzi Shemra applies only to a Naira and does not apply to a Ketana. Rav Acha bar Abba agrees with the halacha of Hamaitzi Shemer al Ketana Potter, but derives it from a different pasuk, which states that if it is true that she was Mezana, Vayitziyah es Naira al Pesach beis Avia, uskulua, v'Ketana laf pasayichin hi. The pasuk is obviously not speaking of a Ketana who is not punished for her sins. And Rav Acha bar Abba derives from V'nosnu laviha Naira, Naira moli dibar kasav. Only here does it exclude a Ketana, because the word Nara is written in full. But elsewhere where it's written Nar without the hay, that includes Ketana. This discussion continues in the next daf.